Oh. I love it. And then we make fun of him for it, and he still says it. I love this show.
But you know what the best part is?
Are you f***ing high?
Yeah, what exactly did Giga put in that package?
You guys gotta understand, this is...
Giga didn't put it up, V3 put it in that package.
Yeah. He put the good stuff in his country, right?
This is the best part of my week. Like, this is the only reason I live.
Actually, sad. I don't see why V3 would be giving away his drugs to other people. He wanted for himself.
First hit... No. Fort Max.
Sure.
Fort Max. The first hit is always free. Then he charges.
Right.
And, yep. You know, it's V3, so he's a troll, which means he would be eager to give away that first hit.
Absolutely.
You know. You gotta think this through a little bit.
True.
Not a V3!
But the best part of this is, none of that's going to be in the show, because I'm going to edit out Fort Max's...
Yeah.
Trying to force that in there.
That's what was going to happen, too. That's why I just went on, because I'm like, this is all going to get cut! No, really, this is the best part of my week, guys. This is the only thing that keeps me from hanging myself. Oh, man.
We'll just have to try harder, then.
Boost up for Buster.
Kettle!
And now it's time for another Superhero Time. With your hosts, XV.
Remember, Ken, Dix is timeless.
JD Church.
Put this tube in your butthole.
Paladin.
I'm pretty sure that'll cause some Bernie.
Ken.
I'd rather go back to being the writer, bitch.
Hey, Mickey.
Don't groan, Ken. You'll get used to it.
And Fort Max.
The question is, who's doing which hole?
Connecto. Three.
So this week on Superhero Time, it's Kyoryuger.
Who?
Gesundheit.
And get used to that, because none of us can f***ing pronounce this.
Kyoryuger.
Well, that just gives Ken and myself ample opportunity to point and laugh at you over the next year.
Yes, that will be a thing that happens.
Yes.
I think we'll convince everyone that our mispronunciation is correct.
Which mispronunciation?
Yes. Kyoryuger.
But before we get into that, Giga Beetle's pretty awesome.
Yes, he is.
Well, yes.
Oh, we're doing news?
That's not news.
Well, that's right. We're not doing the news yet.
I got my package today. It's sweet.
My package is pretty sweet, too.
It's my wife laughs from the background.
We could hear.
Yes.
She's like, yeah, it is.
And then I think about a shark color that makes me laugh more.
I told my wife I was thinking about going to Sharticon. Since BotCon is going to be too far away to go, and she laughed like, what?
Sharticon.
Because it's the Charlotte Transformers.
Oh, okay.
And they're calling it Sharticon, which to me sounds like a convention where you poop yourself.
Yeah, it does.
Of course it does.
So
you fit right in.
So, as my wife... Yeah, I know, right? It would be like totally my thing, and then I get there, and it's like, what are all these Transformers? Brought like 15 diapers. What the hell?
They're just named after what cons smell like anyway.
So, Giga Beetle sent JD a package and sent me a package. JD, what was in yours?
I got the magazine exclusive Cosmic States stand that also is the only way to get the claw modules. So I have Claw.
And so you put on your Cosmic States figure already?
Well, I would if I had my already. Cosmic States figure. So I'm still trying to straighten out what's happened to the order that was put in for my stuff for Diamond.
So it's canceled because Diamond is dicks.
Yeah, but I went ahead and ordered Dijujin. That'll be here Wednesday. And ended up, the price on it has dropped to Amazon.
I had a brilliant idea. Sorry, I got to interrupt. What if Fun Pub distributed through Diamond?
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
That would be incredibly expensive, but you would never get it.
So that's different how?
Shay. So, yeah. So yeah, so I should have Daijujin. I got it for 45 because it was like a $5 off deal. So
neat.
Yeah.
And then in my package from Gigabeetle, I got not a penis pump.
Not a penis pump?
He actually put a note in the package saying it's not a penis pump.
I'm sure that was just for customs.
Probably.
Oh, God.
That was supposed to reassure the customs people?
I can't imagine if it got opened up at customs.
Well, like, the box he sent it in was a portable camp pump.
Ah. That's awesome.
Which, on the side of it, reads 29 centimeters by 8 centimeters, which I imagine is the dimensions you can expect to achieve using it.
Do you imagine maybe the dimensions of Wikibeal's penis?
Well, no, because he doesn't have the pump.
Oh, okay. Well, you buy one for the size that you are, right? I mean,
I thought it would be for the size that
I've never needed one. I'm assuming y'all would know, though.
It's the intended size, right? That's what.
Right, that's kind of how I would see it, too, because you would buy this as, like, an enhancement, not as a, you know, not just doing what you already have naturally.
Right, because you put it in there, and then...
Then you turn the vacuum on.
Right. And then hope you don't make your dick explode.
That's always the goal, but, you know, I mean, accidents happen.
It's like when you cook a hot dog too long.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. except in my...
It just peels away at the top and splits.
Yeah.
In my experience, though, when you cook a hot dog too long, it just kind of shrivels and dries out. It doesn't really explode.
No, in the microwave.
Yeah, in the microwave.
Oh.
No, it'll usually do that split down the middle.
How long did you cook it for if it starts shriveling?
About 8 minutes.
Oh, that's, yeah.
Jesus.
Fuck. That's like, man. 30 seconds for a hot dog.
I know. I only cooked a hot dog for like 30 or 45 seconds.
Surprised it didn't explode.
No, it was frozen when it went in.
Why would you freeze a hot dog?
Yeah.
What?
Why would you freeze a hot dog?
That's to like, make it to make it last longer.
Yeah, but that's
a hot dog. It's not going to go bad.
It's bad. It makes it worse.
This is like XV and food, and that's usually a bad combination.
Yeah, it's like talking about JD and poop.
They have in common is they both have glass stomachs.
I thought about you yesterday. XV, I was watching a
what?
I thought of you. I have a lot of background noise, don't I?
No, it's just disturbing.
Yeah, it's
just, when out of nowhere you say
talking about exploding wieners and you thought of him.
Oh, no, almost. It's
just,
close
yeah,
like that.
Just out of nowhere, I thought of you yesterday, XV.
I was watching the show on hoarding, and they were digging out this guy's house, basically, and they found a freezer that they're pretty sure no one had touched for 20 years.
Oh, my God.
And the dude's like, oh, yeah, I know that there's a ham in there.
And a hand?
Like that he remembers what was in there.
Yeah, from 2 decades ago.
Well, the thing you have to understand about hoarders is that part of the brain process that leads to that also generally involves, okay, you know where every single thing is, even if it's buried under 5 feet of shit.
And according to the DRSM-5, which just got released, that's an actual mental illness now.
Yeah, that's great. Anyway.
Anyway. But yeah, I was thinking about old food. I was like, oh man, I bet XV's got something like that somewhere.
Well, I already ate the 6-year-old pizza, so.
20-year-old ham tucked away somewhere.
I don't even like ham.
Yeah, but, you know, that doesn't
and
mean...
And that is why you are wrong.
That's probably why you hadn't eaten it already, you know, because... Not really fond of it. But it was on sale.
Ham.
God, one of those morning shows, I saw a lady that was like, she had sour cream. Like, just in a huge stock of sour cream. And her logic was, well, it's already sour. It can't go bad.
Oh, God. No, that's not how food works.
Yeah.
Although sour cream does last a really long time.
It does, but Jesus Christ.
No, I mean, I know.
I've heard my mom treats expiration dates, haven't I?
Well, refresh our memory.
They're just a guideline.
Hmm.
Oh.
Which, now granted, food is good to eat for a while after the expiration date, because that's just the last sell-by date.
Yeah, it's just not like the moment it turns midnight on that day. Oh, got to throw it out. But
right, exactly. However, we found stuff being served to us from, like, salad dressing that's a year old.
Oh.
No.
Ooh.
Well, now, was it, like, Italian dressing? Because that's so acidic, it's probably fine anyway.
It was Caesar.
Oh.
Yeah, that's...
No, no.
No.
We found salsa from 2006.
Oh.
And this was last year.
So, was it originally, like, thick and chunky, and by now it would become picante?
Well, it seemed fine, but given that we were smart enough to check the date, we didn't test it.
Like, one time in my sister's fridge, I found a jar of jalapeno pepper rings, and as soon as I picked up and moved it, they all disintegrated in the jar.
That would be awesome.
It was kind of awesome, but at the same time, it's like, how long did you have those in there? You know.
It's kind of frightening.
Wait, can you even eat jalapeno rings?
Why not?
Well, because you seem to have trouble eating things.
Not really.
They betray you.
Well, it depends on the thing. I mean...
The thing.
You know, some meats don't really get along with me. And that's about it.
So basically, the ones that come from animals, I take it.
Yeah, which happens to be my favorite things to eat. But we all make sacrifices.
Case in point, joining this show.
But anyway, back to the
like
original...
Animals.
Back to the original subject, Gigabeetle sent me a box full of Phone Braver stuff for absolutely free.
Neat.
So that was pretty awesome.
No one would buy it.
Yay.
Well, that's what HLJ would have you believe, yes. Because they're still selling most of this stuff.
Poor Phone Braver.
And nothing of value was lost.
Well, I like them.
I repeat.
Like them from afar.
Huh.
You know,
but you're out of range.
I haven't seen the show, so I'm kind of... also.
You haven't seen the show?
No, you'd probably, I haven't seen the show yet.
You'd probably like the show.
I
haven't learned that cell phones are not for throwing yet.
No, I haven't.
That's what airplane mode is for.
Unfortunately, they never made that joke in the show.
You know, I just checked Toku Nation, and the top story is about this interview with Eka Darvel, who was the Red Ranger on RPM.
He was also the one who was taking
Spartacus.
It up the ass in Spartacus.
And that's the thing, is like it says on here that he has an interview about him about his role in Power Rangers as well as other roles in his acting career. And I'm like, what? He did other roles?
No, he just did one role in that show.
Power Ranger actors other than that one Asian guy go on to other roles?
JD, let's just say that after Power
Serena Vincent.
Let's just say that after Power Rangers, he stayed on the bottom.
Oh, it's a role.
That's a task, really. Your task is to be naked. Yeah.
He's on the bottom rung.
Yeah. And he was definitely on the bottom after Power Rangers.
I mean, that other dude, though, I mean, he's solid, man. He's been working on CSI for years now. That's a steady role.
Found a role, and then he just latched his teeth into it, like, I'm not letting go.
I'm steady.
Of course, you know, getting a role on a CSI show, I mean, that's like, what, you just got to apply and they just build a new show around you?
Yeah.
Well, haven't most of the spinoffs ended now? It's just the one?
Are they back to just the original? I don't know.
It's just the Las Vegas one now.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me.
Because I think Miami ended.
And yeah, I'm pretty sure Miami.
New York didn't go on very long, I don't think.
4 or 5 years, I think.
Shows. Are we doing a podcast at some point?
I think we still are.
Sort of.
Well, anyway, the only news that really mattered this week is that Kyuriger had... It went from leaked pictures smuggled out of a retailer meeting to full catalog scans being posted, so we pretty much know all of the initial stuff about the show.
Except the story or the cast.
That doesn't really matter. That's not really important, though.
I thought I did see a story treatment today.
There's a plot synopsis.
It involves evil space aliens,
and
it's basically Jew Ranger.
That's the way it sounds.
I mean, there's not even like any deviation. It's like a threat from space, and ancient dinosaur warriors and dinosaurs, and it's like,
well, it's not Jeep Ranger.
It's slam bam. It's a Dino Jam.
I'm gonna ignore
it's
that.
It's Zootuger.
But it's not G-Ranger if their mecha is not God.
Well, we don't.
A dose of Shinkenger thrown in somewhere.
Well, it could be. Look at that crown thing.
Well, I don't think the crown of God thorns. Part's important as long as the mecha's an asshole, it's close enough.
That's true. Yeah. Daijujin was kind of a dick. Yeah. I liked him.
More
and
mechas.
We have confirmed that Kyoryugen has a voice, so maybe he is a dick.
Now, see, if you can say Kyoryugen and have it come out right, pal, then you should be able to say the name of the show.
I know.
Kyoryugen,
but sorry, no symmetrical docking.
Kyoryugen.
Oh, God, it is.
Kyoryugen.
Sorry, Wingus.
Hey, Wingus, no, wait a minute, Ken. Wingus, if you're listening, Engine Zenkai, go on, sure.
Oh, God.
But, actually,
as you were.
Because it's just, like, the dinosaur standing up and then the arms plopping on.
Yeah. Why is there six mechs, though? That's what I'm, like.
Because you need auxiliaries.
The Stegosaurus has to be, like, one of the first auxiliaries, I'd imagine. And the others are just basics.
Wait, that's not a Stegosaurus, though.
It's an Ankylosaurus.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Ankylosaurus.
Well, it looks kind of shitty, but it had spikes on its back.
Well, yeah.
Hey, yeah. Wait a sec.
The Stegosaurus is the bright blue one. The light blue one is the whatever.
Ankylosaurus. It's an Ankylosaurus with a fold-out hammer.
And how badass is it that there is a duckbill on the...
Yes.
Yeah. Getting some duckbill love there.
That's definitely a different choice.
Yeah.
I also like that the fist comes out of the Triceratops' butt.
Well, yeah.
It's a dinosaur Sentai, and at the moment there is no winged member.
I wonder what could be a winged member.
Six painter.
Because it's a dinosaur Sentai, the Six Ranger is doomed.
There's a running theme I'm noticing now with dinosaur Sentai is that they always have their mecha sentient.
Well, yeah, what's more badass than sentient dinosaurs?
This is true.
A dinosaur shotgun?
That is also some
luck.
Sentient dinosaur shotgun.
That plays music when he's in the cylinder.
You know,
right, Samba playing dinosaur shotgun.
I'd be afraid of a sentient dinosaur shotgun.
Heck yeah.
I would not think they could be.
Now, a sentient dinosaur, that's one thing, or a sentient shotgun is another thing, but a sentient dinosaur shotgun, you're just asking for trouble.
Yeah.
But,
how does that compare to a Tyrannosaurus in an F-14?
I wasn't so hot on the costumes at first, but they're growing on me.
Yeah, I like them, actually.
Is it a sentient F-14?
Yes.
Paladin? Oh, well, then you're kind of screwed.
Yeah, I think they've missed out. The Samba music that they've had, and then, like, thinking about, like, the beat... Buster theme. It's like they need to do like Spanish Sentai Tequila Ranger
and have Decade music guest star.
And then like, it'd be like sombreros be off.
And just a
so they could basically get back Jointron from Beast Wars.
Mariachi Sentai.
The only
it's racist enough to work.
The Japanese would love it.
Of course. The only thing I can cite as kind of a little bit of a disappointment starting out is that they're only starting with one female member in a 5-man team, which means it's probably only one female member throughout the entire series unless they pull a Go-Andre.
Yeah, Go-Andre.
Unless they pull and Go-Andre's the only exception.
Mm-hmm. The only thing I like about the costume... Yeah,
Go-Andre is always the exception.
Because, I mean...
The dinosaur faces on their sash. Because it just looks silly.
How many? Yeah. Let's see. There's how many females on the Go Busters team?
Two. There's seven members.
Seven?
Busters, not Andres.
Oh, Busters. Oh, yeah. There's just one.
Okay. So why is this so weird?
Well, no, I didn't say it's weird. I said it's a disappointment.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying it's the same thing as this year. So.
Yeah. but they'll probably be a sixth ranger, so it'll be five guys and one girl.
Hot.
But this year, but I mean, it's, I don't know. I mean, I guess you could count.
It just kind of, I like having a little bit of that.
You're saying that there's not enough Sensei to fap to for you, is what you're saying.
No.
Just pretend that one of them is a chick, because when they port it over, it'll be anyway. So.
Maybe.
So just
I don't understand why this chick's in Sentai at all. I mean, you can't turn with toys.
Just pretend that the Blue Ranger is the Blue Kyra Roger is
Kyra Roger.
See, if Paladin can even say it, JD, you have no excuse.
I think he's just doing it on purpose.
Because Paladin gets everything wrong.
It's about 80%. Not
like,
on
like you know what the first thing Paladin got wrong on this show was?
Joining?
When I asked him, do you want to be on a podcast about Power Rangers? And he said, sure.
Sure. Yeah, that was a fatal mistake.
Yes.
But, yeah.
We're gonna call that mistake number one.
So, let's take a moment to talk about the dinosaur unicycles that, when they become motorcycles for the Rangers to ride.
Well, I think, Mickey, you just talked about it.
So I guess it's going to be
that's going to be awkward when they show it on screen.
Unicycle dinosaur.
Here, black dinosaur, put this battery dildo in your mouth and cram out the ass of the yellow dinosaur. I'll ride you both.
So I guess the Red Ranger having a bike is now going to be a thing again.
Yeah.
Well, when did it happen before GoBusters?
That's what I'm saying. From GoBusters, that seems like something that's carrying over.
I know, they could have had horses, but that's such a missed
opportunity. There have been teams that have had whole teams with bikes, but I don't know.
Back in Abba Ranger, they just rode on raptors.
Which was awesome.
This is true.
In concept.
In concept. Yeah.
In execution, it had shitty CGI.
Yeah.
What they should have done for the ride raptors is make the costumes where the actors' legs were coming out the bottom of the dinosaur legs.
Well, it looked much worse.
There's that dude that made that pretty badass tauntaun riding costume. That
it's not as good as the sleeping bag, though.
You know the one I'm talking about. Have you seen this, Ken?
I actually haven't.
And they had bikes in Zeta Ranger too.
Yeah, they did. But I'm just saying, it's because they haven't had that for a while, and then that just seems to be something carrying over from Busters a bit.
Although, I mean, we can kind of take away from what we have seen of Kyoryuger so far that basically they decided everything they tried for GoBusters was wrong.
Pretty much.
Other than the makeup of the team.
Because,
team.
You know, GoBusters tried to reinvent what the costumes looked like.
This is much more traditional.
Yeah. I mean, it's back to spandex.
Yep.
This will be the tropiest trope that ever troped a trope.
The only real difference here from this to any standard Sentai is that there's no cell phone yet.
Yet. Yeah,
yeah there is. Yes, there is. Their belt buckle is a cell phone.
Oh.
Oh, snap, it is.
But it's not their morpher.
No, but it's a cell phone, so...
Oh, and it does slip up, too. Oh, shit. It is the total cell phone. So it's all... It connects to, like...
What's their morpher?
It's a cell phone.
A gun.
How are they going to carry that around through school?
Boy, they really just, like... how meta is that? God. It's like, you know what was cool? When a Kiva Ranger morphed with a gun. Let's do that.
Well, GoBusters is doing that, too, to be honest.
Well,
you know what was cool? When a Keeper Ranger had that storyline about retools. Let's do that. it's funny how prophetic that Keeper Ranger ended up being.
But yeah, on top of it all, new engine soul things. Sort of.
Yeah, sort of.
They're just called beast batteries this time.
I like that the T-Rex eats his. That's kind of...
Yeah, they're toys that literally eat batteries.
Yeah. No more metaphors here. It's like...
Well, I mean, it's kind of the same deal as with O's, where all the toys took coins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. These cycles, they come around.
Bandai is very, very
yeah.
aware.
And plus, it's just utterly fantastic that the toy company finally invented a battery that runs on batteries.
Yeah, because the batteries are actually not powered, I don't think. I think they're just kind of like switches.
Right, so you have to have batteries to make the batteries do anything.
Oh, batteries upon batteries.
Well, no, I thought the batteries were the electronic part, like engine souls or Gaia memories.
No, I think it's the switch mechanism, in it, isn't it?
I think I read it was like the switches.
That's what I've heard.
Hmm. Well, that's less interesting. They've done it wrong then.
They keep doing it wrong.
Apparently.
Yeah, what's all that noise?
Sorry, I couldn't keep it in the claw in the box anymore. I had to.
Okay. The engine souls made sounds like the Gaia memories?
Yeah.
Oh, neat. I was not around for Goanger, so I didn't.
Okay, sorry.
I'm not a big fan of aspects of the mech.
They're like, still saying trains for the mechs at some point. I don't know how that'll play in.
Who said that?
All the rumors, all the translations.
They say trains every year.
Yeah. I think that's just wishing. It's like
another super train.
Kind of in the shape of the logo.
Ever since GoGo V, they, you know, wish.
Well done.
Where do you see a train?
That makes my dick hard. I don't know why. I love that.
Where do you see a train in the logo?
I don't know. That was just debatable.
I see a battery.
Well, trains are electric, right?
Yeah, like Dino. The Din means lightning or some shit.
Yeah, that's true. I would like a train. A train synthesis team would be kind of neat.
Someone explained to me this weird metal penis sticking out of the left shoulder of the mecha. It doesn't seem to be like a weapon of any kind. It's just kind of there.
It's like they forgot to do something with it in the transformation.
Is it a vestigial tail?
It's tail.
Possible.
I think it's the tail in general, but yeah.
And it appears to have a cape, too.
Which is made from the actual tail.
Yeah.
No capes.
The interesting thing I thought was the one non-toy image of Kyoryugen so far seems to be CGI.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be
It doesn't look so much CGI as it looks like box art.
Does, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Which could be true.
Toei couldn't do CGI every episode for a 50-episode series.
No.
They could if it was shitty CGI. Like
no.
Yeah, they could.
It would just cost too much.
It would look like Gowranger.
Yeah, they would have to power it down so much to do it every episode that...
I didn't hate Gowranger.
But you didn't love it because of the CGI mecha parts, did you?
Didn't like
entirely.
Or how about those CGI morphing sequences?
Well, now Time Ranger is more guilty of that than Gal Ranger.
Time Ranger was just having fun ripping off the Matrix.
Oh,
well, I met with the cell phone transforming into a little man.
Oh God!
To be fair, that would look just as bad with practical effects as it did with CGI.
Am I missing it, or I'm not seeing anything at least yet to indicate that there's like individual weapons that they're having to join into?
It looks like it's a gun and a sword, like with GoBusters and Edger.
And then
it's
they
a
go
kind
together.
Of weird bladey dino sword thing.
Until episode 30, when they get a suitcase that turns into a laser cannon
or something.
It may end up being.
Is it just me, or does one of those swords look like a Christmas tree?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Yeah, the special T-Rex looking.
They all seem to be making.
Now, when you say special.
They also seem to be making up for the lack of a Yellow Ranger with yellow everywhere and on everything.
See, yeah. I kind of wonder if that's not why there isn't a yellow, because they wanted to use that as the unifying accent color.
Yeah,
I don't particularly like that.
It's an interesting idea, though.
It's different.
I don't know if yellow is the color I would choose.
Yeah. It's actually the most different thing they've done so far.
Yeah, and I like the asymmetric like shoulder brace. You know, like the shoulder.
The shoulder piece. I don't like the sash with the dinosaur face on it.
I don't know. I like it.
That's kind of place cool.
It is a little bit.
But I
is
love
it neon?
Their helmets.
The helmets are awesome.
Helmets are badass.
And their tartar yellow teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like how the visors are so different for each one, just because it's the mouth of the dinosaur opening up.
Yeah, and they
Power Ranger again with the slightly different helmets based on their animals.
Yeah, but
and
this
then
is
the,
slightly
the,
different.
The like, mouthpiece.
I compare pink to blue.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what's weird about these helmets is that in the front is like all smooth.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is. Yeah.
Mouth is in the visor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's yeah. First. I don't understand what's going on with the green helmet though, with those spikes coming in inside the mouth.
Well, it's a it's a raptor. Why is?
Yeah. What is that?
Say it again. What's his what?
Am I scrambling?
No. No. You're fine. I couldn't. Make out what you said. I don't know if that's probably just for accent to differentiate it from.
I keep imagining a dinosaur mouth with those spike things coming through and like him biting on his own face every time he closes his mouth.
It could happen. I wonder if it's supposed to look like a tongue or something.
No, I think it's supposed to be like, you know, the back of the raptor's mouth when it opens up and it still has
mouth sticking out. What? What kind of fucking biology classes did you take?
I'm trying to figure out
how. Do they have, like, one of those little probe things from Alien?
Here's an idea. Don't start talking before you know what the f*** you're talking about.
Ouch.
But JD.
All of a sudden.
But JD, if we followed that advice, none of us would ever say anything on this show.
I would say so little. I know. No, I'm kidding.
Like, you know, come to your house or something.
Yeah, you know, I like that the plant eater dinosaurs have.
Fuck me, I'm sorry, okay? I tried to be funny and it came out rude. Jeez.
And thus it went on for another 100 episodes.
Alright.
Yeah, what were you saying about the plant eaters?
Oh, the plant eaters' mouths have square teeth instead of sharp teeth.
Yeah, and then the Triceratops one doesn't. I don't think it even has. Does it even have any yellow in there?
Yeah,
it
it's a little yeah, bit.
It's just hard to see with glare.
Yeah, it's got just a little bit, like the little beak.
Because
dinosaurs are birds.
No, they're octopuses.
Like fat Triceratops.
Yeah.
Here she comes.
I was actually kind of glad to see that they didn't saddle the girl with the pterodon again.
Tyrannosaurus.
Yeah. When they bring that over here, they ought to make it like a healthy chick.
By healthy, you mean like in the classical sense of healthy.
Yeah. Exactly.
That. They'll never do
like
that.
The type of chick that'd be named Whitney and would hang out in gas stations.
Yes. Yeah. A kind of girl named Whitney. And you need so then you definitely need like one gay guy on the team. So it would be besties.
Yeah.
Cause that's how that goes usually. Yeah.
It's great because the oversized casket that we sell is called the Whitney.
No, it is not.
Yeah.
That is perfect.
And, every time someone gets it, I just think, like, yeah, that's a fat girl name, not a fat casket.
Yeah.
Is that the official name of it?
Yeah, that's the official name.
How many Whitneys have you buried in a Whitney?
None yet, but when they do, I'm just going to completely lose it.
The universe explodes.
And that's how Mickey lost his job.
Do you tell the families the name of these caskets, or is that just like an industry thing?
It's like they come in.
They're all named.
We need the caskets for our daughter. It don't need to be bigger. And her name, Whitney. I'm sorry. I'll pack my things. Oh, God, that's awesome.
One other thing, design-wise, I like that's a little bit different, is that on the back of their fist, which you can only really see on blue, they seem to have some kind of like
Claw thing, yeah, like hand guard.
Breast knuckles.
Yeah. I like that. It kind of reminds me a little bit of Gal Ranger, but not stupid looking.
It reminds me of Geki Ranger. Their fist.
Oh, yeah,
fists.
Yeah, the bracers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's better than the sunglasses.
They're beast fisters.
Beef on!
Applied directly to forehead.
No.
So, Kyoryuger begins on February 17th, so that leaves Go Busters at 48 episodes.
Did I count
that right?
I said 50, excluding a week for New Year's. Because it'll skip that week, probably.
Isn't there another sports event coming?
Yeah, when's the relay race?
That would just be 49.
No, the relay race interrupts Kamen Rider. Oh, okay.
That was also a few weeks ago.
Dodgeball.
And will they still take time off for New Year's, even though New Year's is on a Tuesday?
Probably. They do.
What?
What?
The podcast died.
Yeah, there was like a pause. Hello? One ringy dingy?
Fort Max's Skype probably crashed again.
No, it didn't.
Are you sure?
Man, he's like right on that. No.
Ken, just stop talking.
Did I cut out?
Yeah, we had you cut out.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I know that's weird. But no, they usually skip New Year's every year, don't they?
I don't.
Do they?
I don't know.
Yes, they do. Let's just say that and move on.
But this could be important information.
Yeah, not really.
Well, then it wouldn't be
under
all
power
podcast.
Chamber in the basement. The only thing I really like about the mecha is the face on the Tyrannosaur with his big green eyes and a little mohawk.
I like it. It's kind of...
Yeah, I love that.
Rawr!
I can see them having personalities like in Goanger.
Yeah.
That's well, I hope so.
I'm hoping that I like the... I mean, and that's something that is... That did kind of work that's from GoBusters. I mean, it's not that that hadn't been done before, but... You know, having, like, extra characters from the mechs, you know, or from the Buddyroids or whatever. So,
somebody for them to play off of.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Which is, again, a throwback to Abba Ranger.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, sort of goes back to G-Ranger as well, but...
We could trace it all the way back to Shakespeare or the Canterbury Tales.
Bio Man, even. Bio Man.
Bio.
I love now, that.
There are two other things of news that are not, well, two things of news not related to Hero Ranger.
Well, then we're not going to talk about it this week, Fort Max.
Awesome. Let's have an extensive discussion before the show about the only thing we're going to talk about is this, and then we get to the end, and he's like, actually.
I don't think there's anything even worth talking about.
Okay, there is one thing worth mentioning. Because Ken wants to dance all over its grave. Samurai ended.
Yes, it's over. Finally.
Although, isn't there still a Christmas special
to
come?
There's still a Christmas special.
Shut up!
This weekend.
Not in. What are we talking about?
Do not give a shit.
Christmas special.
Power Rangers Samurai has aired its final episode.
Oh, it's done.
Except for the Christmas special.
Is the Christmas special on the DVD set that just came out?
So, can I watch it on Netflix now?
Yes, they put back up the last episode.
Because it wasn't as of yesterday, I guess, I checked.
Bob, so. Just go watch Shinkenger.
Or watch some of the more worthwhile Disney stuff that they're finally putting up.
Yeah, there's good stuff up there. Pocahontas?
Oh, they got
Disney. That's not the good stuff.
they're getting Disney stuff on Netflix now?
Yeah, they're the exclusive content distributor.
Were you f***ing asleep this week, dude? Come on.
I've been working. I've not been paying attention to the internet much this week, actually.
Do they have The Emperor's New Groove on Netflix?
Yeah.
I didn't look for that one.
Yeah, I didn't look for it, but I wouldn't be surprised. I would think it would be.
They don't have like any animated shows up yet, which is kind of a disappointment.
Netflix got the deal to put up even, starting officially 2016 to get to put Disney stuff up. So
exclusively. Yeah.
Exclusively, yep.
2016. So.
But they're starting already. Like, there's some stuff that they can put up now.
Emperor's New Groove is not up.
Lame.
But that means that, like, all the Marvel stuff will be exclusive on Netflix.
Oh, look, Ultimate Spider-Man's up.
Yeah, the show.
Now, what about, now, it also means they have the Tick. They'll have the Tick.
Yay.
Ooh.
That will be good. If the animated's on there, heck yeah.
That would be exciting.
Come on, now, they can do DuckTales, Darkwing, Rescue Rangers.
Gargoyles?
Wing Duck.
Impossible.
Splint.
Like, I bought all the Darkwing Duck DVDs, and then...
they stopped making them?
And I bought the Gargoyle DVDs.
And then they stopped making them.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's about it.
And none of that's going in either, is it?
Probably. I don't know.
Who knows? It's a mystery.
It's somehow more relevant, but yeah. yeah, Samurai's over. It was.
Wonder
basically...
if they'll get Big Guy and Rusty.
Oh, I hope so.
And the oh god, yes.
Need a minute there, Ken?
What's that?
I said, you need a minute there?
Need a minute. You tug that out just to feel better.
But yeah, the final episode of Super Samurai was basically, of course, the final episode of Shinkenger, but poorly acted, right down to the Red Ranger getting a guitar at the very end.
So basically, I really should just watch Shinkenger.
Yeah, you really should. The only thing they added into the final episode was like 30 seconds of actually using the Shogun powers outside of the mecha.
Closer to a minute, but...
Oh, who gives a f***?
And Skull.
Oh, and Skull. But, of course, also continuing along with Samurai, it was a completely unrelated scene with Bulk and Spike that had nothing to do with the actual episode.
Right.
It was just, okay, we're done. See ya. Bye. Okay.
Wow.
And so, yeah, the Mega Mode suits didn't get used at all outside of that cockpit.
Nope. Just that minute of the Shogun mode.
It was more like 30 seconds.
Just felt like longer because it's Samurai.
Yeah.
Okay, well, everybody said I need to watch it, so I guess I gotta put
Shinkenger
that on.
Shinkenger is very good. It was.
It's not all sub, though, yet, is it? Or...
Shinkenger?
It's by TV Nihon.
So it's not all subbed yet, then.
Just parts of it.
Hey, if I could make it through that.
Yeah, you'll get by.
Yeah. It's just a lot of the attack names are not translated.
You'll live it. It's not like it's their subs of Blade or anything.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm watching Kabuto, I guess.
Unless you are allergic to Japanese suffixes.
I mean, it's annoying. It's like, is that really,
really
necessary?
It's just something they do.
If any show to keep that stuff, it would be Shinkenger.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with suffixes in general. And, you know, there's even official subtitles of anime that still keeps that shit in. So, I've been watching that stuff so long, it's like, okay.
I don't know. It's, like, unnecessary.
Well, speaking of, I could argue
otherwise. There is a time they put in a translator's note for the word for accountant.
There was that. That's what I was saying. It's attack name, suffixes, and the accountant.
You could wait for overtime, but it'll take like 5 years.
Pretty much. That's why I'm saying just go ahead and watch there.
Yeah, and that's what I'm kind of like. I would love to wait for the overtime one, but I know I've got other shit to do. So, I mean, and I love them for putting out the weeklies, and that is totally what they rock at.
Most weeks, so. Anyway.
It's like, I'm not even bothering downloading Time Ranger right now. I'll wait.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to wait till that's all done. Did you say you were having problems playing it through a media server?
Yeah, but I got a different media server, and it works through that.
Oh, okay. So you just downloaded a different transcoder?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's fine now. The way Time Ranger's being encoded is variable frame rate.
And see, I tried to accommodate for that in PS3 media server, but it wouldn't make a difference.
Mm. We're dorks! We're video dorks!
But anyway, it's time for Wizard.
Magic, Go Busters this week.
Yeah, we didn't get any Go Busters in time for the show.
Well, it kind of
it was too dark to sub.
It's too dark.
Well, that's Toei's reason for why it failed.
Physically or metaphorically?
Bandai's reasoning, actually, I think.
Yeah, apparently one of the things that came out of the retailers meeting for Kyoryuger was that they felt that Go Busters was too dark of a storyline, so Kyoryuger is going to be a lot more light and fun.
Oh,
as a guy who freezes at chickens is totally a dark storyline element.
Well, they did kind of kill their parents, but
yeah,
that was at the retool, so that's kind of odd.
Well, I think that was like an inescapable piece of the story.
No, not until they undo it in the final episode.
But anyway, back to Wizard.
Actually, Magenta's pointed out that the light and fun is taken almost verbatim from the early official stuff for Smile Precure.
Every time you mention that word, it just kind of kills me a little bit inside.
Smile Precure?
Awesome.
This is fun.
My wife just texted me to tell me she forgot the list for the store.
Awesome.
Well, now you can text the list to her.
Nope.
Well, then I guess you're not getting any groceries.
Probably not.
Okay, so anyway, I'll take us through last week's wizard quickly, since it was a Shunpei episode. And... yeah. So the Valkyrie drops Shunpei, and disappointingly, a whirlwind cushions his landing.
Although I will have to point out one thing there, is that the Valkyrie brings Shunpei up as a human shield, and then Haruto points his gun up.
Well, it's only Shunpei.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like he would hit anything.
Nothing of value would be lost.
Anyway, Valkyrie uses the distraction of Shunpei to escape. Bean shit buns are ruined, though, and Haruto mentions that he had figured the shop owner was the gate for quite a while already.
Could have told somebody.
The bakery
is dicks.
The bakery is also pretty much doomed, but the owner is surprisingly still not hopeless, which Medusa has also noticed and figures out that his hope must be somewhere other than the shop.
It in his underwear drawer,
which is really really creepy with
mattress.
Which is really really creepy with how the episode turns out. Baker dude wants
keeps it in his underwear.
Baker dude wants to go arrange for Tetsuya to have a job once the shop closes, and manages to get him a tryout at another bakery. But Medusa's been tailing him and Haruto and finds out what's keeping him going. And then Medusa beats Wizard's ass a little bit. Well, now, to be fair, Wizard didn't get thrown into the water and explode like last time he fought one of the generals.
This is true.
So, meanwhile, Shunpei and Rinko are having a little talk about how generally useless they've been while hanging around Haruto.
Actually, it's not how useless Rinko has been, it's how useless Shunpei is.
Yeah.
Rinko does
even
not
they better. Realize it.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to stick with my original analysis.
By comparison,
here.
It took Go Busters almost 40 episodes to question what Escape was doing there.
Tetsuya's at the shop working on shutting it down and disposing of the inventory, but Shunpei tries to stop him from giving up. And from this point on,
and begs for her to taste his sweet bean paste.
Yeah, from this point on, Shunpei spends most of his time outside Bitch Cafe begging her to order from the bakery again. But more constructively, Tetsuya is inspired by this to make a new bean thing. Anyway, cue the dramatic baking montage.
You know, I never... I don't often imagine a sweets, you know, kind of delicacy giving me, like, horrible farts. But,
Well, obviously you've never been around me after I eat a Long John.
What?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Please keep that. Please.
Fortunate euphemism.
Please.
Very fortunate.
Had an intro quote. Oh, that was awesome.
So anyway, when the owner arrives and tastes a new horrible bean, whatever it is. What is that? Manju?
Manju.
Donuts. Close enough. Jelly donuts.
Yeah.
Little Debbie's filled with beans.
Jelly donuts if it's like sweet bean stuff. No.
And
anyway,
eventually it will become sentient and get sealed away by the Grand Kais.
Enough for this show.
Anyway, the owner decides it'll be Tetsuya's resume at the other shop. Then Valkyrie strolls in, because apparently nobody figures out to, you know, maybe lock the front door.
Oh, it's Japan! And, nobody locks the front door!
And Valkyrie starts smashing. Valkyrie starts smashing everything, including trying to smash Tetsuya. And so hopes to trigger the owner's despair. Tetsuya runs for the other bakery while Wizard fights the Valkyrie, because obviously reaching the other bakery will save him from being killed.
He's safe once you get this there. Yeah.
Like, don't go to the cops or anything. Go to the other bakery.
Well, what can the cops do? All they have is guns.
And have you seen that like tool that like runs the place?
Runs the place.
Just, like,
that's a good point. He's no matter where he goes. Might as well go to the bakery.
Yeah.
See, this is kind of what I'm saying. It's not like this is helping anything.
Commissioner Wackoff, who's like, call the suits.
So Shunpei, still outside Bitch Cafe, hears the sounds of battle and heads for it. Valkyrie causes all the pastries to be dropped on the ground, but Tetsuya starts picking them up and repackaging them anyway. So it really is Little Debbie. Eventually, all but one is broken, and the last is just narrowly saved from falling in a fountain by Shunpei. Wizard ends up defeating Valkyrie with Hurricane Dragon because new toys. And Tetsuya probably got hired on at the other bakery in the end. They never actually mentioned what became of it.
Well, he's in a new outfit, so we're supposed to assume?
If he's in that blue outfit, the like name probably. Blue one, then yeah.
Yeah, I can understand that part.
Later on, Shunpei is completely oblivious to why everyone is thanking him for helping. As it turns out, he didn't really understand why he was diving in after the pastry. He just kind of did it. And nobody at all was really that surprised.
That's how mindless this guy is.
Why?
Wow. I love the part, though, that kind of freaked me out when, like, all the Maju, like, spilled out of the box, and he just starts throwing them back in, and I'm like, what the? And then I realized they were wrapped, and it was like, oh, okay.
Well, there's like, that, and it's like, you know, he worked at a food production place anyway. He was trained to pick stuff up off the floor and just keep eating.
That's a good point.
My second rule.
You know, it's really bad when someone that works at, like, a food store says that, too. It's like...
Oh, actually, no. If it falls on the floor, we have to damage it.
Well, yeah. You have to say that. But...
We all know what you really do.
We all know what's really going on.
So that was last week's episode. Again. That was last week's episode of Wizard. Dart.
We all know that you try to see how many donuts you can fit on your schlong in the back room.
One.
Because it's true.
Well, now, are we talking like stacking them up like the toddler like, rings?
Yeah,
or is it how many you can fit on circumferentially?
No, it's like how many donuts links is your penis, you know? Mm. Oh, look at mine. Like six donut links.
What if they're filled donuts, though? Would that make a difference?
Well, you wouldn't. I don't think you would try that with filled donuts necessarily. Although, it might make a decent analog depending on how fresh they are. You want them too hot, but if they're still warm, yeah.
they're one of those cream pie donuts.
Yeah.
We're going into American Pie territory, isn't it?
A little bit. We're getting there.
What else is new?
Almost there.
I assume the women would be seeing how many donut holes they could fit.
Wow. That's
oh. Well played.
30. And then it's just like a freaking machine gun. Like,
she's like a living Nerf gun filled with sweets.
Oh man!
Remember the American Gladiators game where the tennis balls shoot out of the gun?
Just like that.
Remember that time they tried to revive American Gladiators with Hulk Hogan as the host?
Oh God.
No.
Yeah, they did
exactly.
That was a thing that happened.
Hmm.
It failed because they didn't have Zap being all lesbian-y on the show.
Mm.
I thought it failed because they didn't have Larry Zonka.
That too.
I also thought it failed because it was American Gladiator.
Well, that didn't help in any.
Now, American Gladiator did really well in the early 90s.
Yeah.
Who I mean, doesn't love watching a poor tax accountant get slammed around by, you know, a bunch of beefy people?
Well, JD,
totally
I
the Ninja Warrior.
Oh yeah,
JD, I think you just described gay porn.
Well, if the shoe fits. Yes.
What kind of porn are you into?
Oh, two girls, one Nike.
But no, what I was saying before, you know, American Gladiators was really popular in the early 90s, so much so that Mattel made a toy line of it.
Did they really?
God, they did.
LJN made a video game for the NES.
I shouldn't be surprised.
LJN made a video game for the NES for everything.
That's true.
There was E.T., you know.
Well, that was, we don't speak of that.
The game.
Okay, so JD, why don't you do this week's episode of Wizard?
I suck at it, but why not, I guess. So we start out with a dude in bed who's some kind of
wise thing. Man.
Is it wise man? I thought wise. It was okay, it is wise man. And he's like in bed and he's like, I think today I'm gonna pull this blue stone out of my ass.
Well, you missed a part where he was in bed going,
He randomly transforms into a monster form.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not sure that's how you're supposed to pass a stone.
Yeah. That's a blue stone. What could it ever be for?
Uh-huh. But he is a spy.
He's going to put it in his toilet to get blue water.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I hate those things.
You're not supposed to eat them.
Meanwhile, Rinko comes into the shop.
Although there is also a little spy for Wise Man with the Cerberus play monster.
Oh, yeah, the Cerberus play monster.
Because new toys.
Yes.
It's a lot like the Beetle phone in Double.
I wonder.
Which makes it curious that Meteor didn't come with a food droid of his own.
Yeah.
Well, who was the designer
was
for those?
Sold with one in figure art
form?
He didn't
have anyone crazy enough.
Well, there was a Tachibana up there. He could have made one.
Yeah.
So, but that just wasn't there. That wasn't that thing. Anyway. Yeah, she comes in and she's like, hey, what's up? Where's Haruto and stuff? And they're like, oh, yeah, he's out on a date with whatever the other girl.
Oyami?
Oyami.
Hitomi?
Yeah.
Oyami.
Okay, cool. That's what?
Yeah, she kind of freaks the fuck out.
Is that me? Like, yeah, sometimes they go out, you know. He shows her the town, and, you know. So they go dress shopping, because that's fun.
and then 30 seconds in the episode, we get a full minute of fan service.
Yeah, and then, like, she does, like, a guitar thing and all stuff, and then she's like, I'm tired, let's
go home. Underage fan service, too.
Yeah.
Well, it's Japan.
So, okay, I'm tired, let's go home. Like, that ever happens when you're out shopping?
Go, she's dead.
Yeah, she's not a normal girl.
She's a perfect girl, because, like, she, like, tries on three things, and then she's like, okay, I'm tired, let's go home, when in reality, it's, like, 5 grueling hours of trying stuff on. What do you think of this?
She just wants to get back and get some.
Exactly. It was like
Fort Max. What you're saying is she wants to just go home and put her hand on Haruto's crotch.
Right.
Yep.
She just wants to suck.
That's
his
what changing rooms are for.
Yeah, I've seen those videos. Anyway, so they start to head back, and then this dog thing is like, hey, this way. And they're like, hey, it's a weird dog thing. We should follow it. And so they
follow. That's not suspicious at all.
No, not at all. Meanwhile, some asshole runs into another asshole. And
I think you're doing it wrong.
Huh? Yeah. I think it goes the other way. He's like, you're going to play the corpse in my next movie thing.
Next movie thing.
Yeah.
Well, it's like the bean things.
Yeah.
Right.
So, but then, hey, oh my god! It's like Phoenix and Zeus show up. Oh my god. And they like verbally accost the dude, and then they start to beat him up. Or so it would have been had Haruto not overheard and quickly transformed and saved the dude's ass. And he's like, I need to stay with you.
Man, how ghost age you're of him. I mean, he's like totally getting up in that dude's business.
Yeah.
The dude seems to suspiciously recognize Haruto at first.
Yeah.
Foreshadowing. Here's the thing. This isn't ghost age. You're on. The guy was being beat up by the phantoms in the first place.
Oh, yeah. He didn't invite the wrath of the phantoms onto the person. For interfering with their lives.
So Haruto's like, you keep following the dog thing by yourself into unknown places, and I'm going to go see this guy.
Call me, bye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. Yeah.
So meanwhile, no one gives a shit where she goes for the rest of the fucking episode. Like,
it's
all
true,
the way
they don't.
To the end, they're like, oh, well, she's a doll. Who cares? Like, no one is concerned about this girl, really. Anyway.
Maybe that's because they hate her.
So meanwhile, back at the ranch, some random chick comes into the jewelry shop because she actually was coming for a detective agency and thought that this was double.
I thought she was coming because it's an antique store.
I don't.
Yeah, because she was looking at the film project, at the film. It wasn't a camera, it was like an editor or something.
But in reality, what she was really looking for was this dude that was gone. And that's like, it's just like...
Well, no, that was just a convenient coincidence.
Exactly.
Very convenient.
Very convenient.
And it gets more convenient a little bit later.
That's right. Yeah. Anyway, so she bullshits them, and then lo and behold, the dude shows up, and it's the missing dude. He's been missing. This guy has been missing for a while.
He's been missing for 6.
And now he is not missing.
Hmm.
He's been missing.
For the exact amount of time that Haruto has been wizard, too.
I'm sure it doesn't mean anything.
So somehow they decide to make a movie or something.
Or get him to finish
They were already making a movie, now they're going to finish the movie.
To be honest, I was farming herbs during this. So anyway.
Unfortunate euphemism?
Yeah.
So,
did they come in a box from Sweden?
So anyway, they go back to the dude's place and he's like, you're really cool and all, but I need to work. So everybody go outside and I'm going to stay totally in here and not run off or anything.
Right.
And so he sends them all outside and they sit around and tell stories. And then they're like, boy, he's taking a while. And they go in and, oh my crap, he's gone. Meanwhile, he gets cornered again by Medusa and Phoenix. And they're like, hey. And they're like, Lizard Man. And he turns into Lizard Man. And oh my god, he's a Phantom.
And he's the same
what a twist.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I didn't see that coming from like the start of the episode.
Yeah.
What's bad is that I even figured out it was that Phantom.
Wow.
I didn't even remember that Phantom until they showed us the damn flashback again.
So anyway, yeah, it turns out he's like the Phantom that tried to attack Haruto on the island. And
then, of course, the next twist they reveal, I also figured out immediately.
The Cerberus came from?
No, the one after that. I thought the Cerberus...
The one after that.
The
next gate.
The white wizard.
No, the next gate.
Oh, it was the girl.
Yeah, so anyway, let's see. So they send him after Haruto. And then there's like this comical sequence where he tries to, you know, get Haruto to walk in front of a dump truck, and that doesn't work. And then he tries to drop a car on him.
And then there's some promotion for portraying being in Movie Wars. Like, watch our movie.
So then the guy's like, f*** it, and he just like attacks him, and he's like, they told me to be subtle, but you're a bastard and you won't die. So
give him some props for having some kind of common sense at least.
Yeah, so they
guy was using a bunch of typical movie scene setups.
Yeah. So he's like, oh my gosh, you're the guy. And he's like, yeah, I'm the guy. All right. So they fight. And, yeah. I don't know. They fight Medusa, I think.
Oh, no, Medusa shows up.
Medusa shows up, and then she figures out that the girl is actually a gate, because the girl shows up, and she's like, oh my god, is that my buddy? And they're like, no. Yeah. Kinda. So Lizard Man like tries to kill her, and Medusa's like, you dumbass, it's a gate. So he's like, okay.
Medusa really needs to find some better help.
She really does. She's like the only competent.
So she'll probably die first now.
Maybe she should just stop being lazy, because whenever she does anything for herself, she kicks so much ass no one can stop her.
It seems to be telegraphing pretty obviously that it seems like Wise Man and his White Wizard.
Maybe. Except if that was the case, I don't think they'd be hiding his human identity so much.
But there's who... I don't know.
I think we're all a little thrown off from last year in Tachibana's revelation, so anything could be up in the air right now.
True.
And then finally, like, and then also, like, the chick comes back, and it's like, oh my god.
Yeah, because I remember last year, it's like, oh, it's obviously Kingo's dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's...
That went really well for all of us who thought that.
I'll finally show off when it is, everything I know is wrong!
Yeah. That was. I still have to give props to Force for that.
I bet you the White Wizard actually is Kingo's dad.
And so anyway, the doll chick finds the stone and brings it back, and she's like, "Oh my god!" And they're like,
"No, you know,
shiny blue rock. What could that be for?"
You know who White Wizard is? It's Shroud.
No, there's not enough blue forest.
Not yet, but just wait.
Yeah, the blue forest didn't show up till later.
Well, he might have taught Haruto how to use a dirt bike, so I guess there's some logic in that.
Hmm. Wizards riding dirt bikes.
All right, so there you go. Anyway, Wizard, stay tuned, kids.
Yeah,
it's still another episode of Wizard.
At this point, I'm kind of just waiting for Beast to appear and hopefully things pick up then. Because
yeah,
the last month or so has just been kind of.
I mean, this episode was better than the last.
This episode was a lot better. It's kind of like we're treading water, literally. Yeah. Next week.
It's not that it's bad. It's just formulaic.
Yeah, we're just kind of waiting for Beast now.
What the show needs is a first arc, and right now we still don't have one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really just been fighting phantoms. I mean, there's been no, like...
Like,
it doesn't seem like there's any, like, higher purpose to it.
Well,
you know,
because, you know, Forza actually neatly divided itself in arcs. You had the first arc that formed a club, then you had the second arc with the Zodiacs trying to find the various other horoscopes, and then you had the third arc, the last arc, which was just the horoscopes, and that worked out pretty well, actually. And
yeah,
and O started out not so much with an arc, but with the whole give and take of the medals, where there's constantly tension of where he'd gain some and then lose some.
Now it's just very episodic.
Yeah,
yeah.
Now I'm just left to wonder, you know, week after next, how will they contrivedly introduce the Yellowstone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure a wizard did it.
Wow.
Mm.
And there's our ruin the joke moment for this week.
One of them, anyway.
Wow. Was that shorter? Was that better? Was that?
I don't know. I didn't time the second summary.
Okay.
Well, it's the only other thing we have for the weeklies this week, anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I'll just pick herbs every time I'm going to watch something, and then.
It seems to be working out for you.
Yeah, if I'm, like, not paying attention to the episode, then...
Well, okay.
I'm only halfway paying attention.
Well, look at it this way. From the time I started doing the summary of... Well, no, actually not even... Since the time I said we were going to start doing Wizard before, including the 3 minutes after that we didn't actually talk about Wizard, we've only been doing the episode summaries for, like, 28 minutes.
Wow. So that tells you something right there, kids.
Yeah. Yeah, just go pick herbs and then, you know, yell at the computer if a rogue sneaks up on you or something like that.
No, I'm flying, buddy.
How do you pick herbs while flying? That's some bullshit.
Well, I just drop and pick and go.
Drop and then go up. That's a nice thing about flying mounts in the main world now. I like the game so much better thanks to that.
Isn't it? It's great.
F***ing nerds!
Yeah.
So, XV, how about some Pokemon?
Hey, there's Pokemon in WoW now. It's got battle.
I haven't gotten into them yet, though.
I haven't either. We should try it, though.
I'm still just trying to level up my old mage that got bumped to 80.
Yeah, let's make some battle pets and battle some pets, Ken.
But you're on a PvP server.
This doesn't matter. We can still group, I think, or something. I don't know.
I don't know, because they do a lot of cross-server things now.
Yep. Sorry.
Which is nice.
We're done.
For now. Well, with that complete silence, Paladin, what do you have to say?
No, not much this week.
Wow. Good job, JD. We killed the podcast.
Sorry.
<I'm> not.
I always knew World of Warcraft would be the end of us.
We'll be right back.
Superhero time.
Well, since you said the magic word.
Ruining jokes for everyone.
Timmy Pete's real brand mayonnaise.
It's time for Power Playback. Look for Power Playback every Friday on Twitter at superhero_time.
For the man.
For the man.
For the man. Because this week on Power Playback, it's Bioman.
Bioman.
And somehow we ended up picking the episode immediately preceding the last episode of Bioman we talked about.
No, that's not true.
Yeah,
the last episode we talked about was the one with the birds that kept dying.
I thought the last one we talked about was Yellow 4 dying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did I talk about the episode where he had his red had his bird friend that he could talk to?
No.
No.
And maybe it got shot?
That might have been the first time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, the most recent was the yellow.
I could have sworn we covered another episode of Bioman since Yellow 4's death.
No, yeah. We didn't. Because originally we were waiting until somebody subbed far enough along to have the new yellow. But then we ended up doing this instead, which right. still had the old yellow.
I think Giga Beetle's going to vindicate me and make you all look like you forgot something.
No, I think so. I think we're right this time.
I mean, unless it was an episode that I wasn't here for.
No,
that or it's going to make you look silly, so one or the other.
You all have aphasia.
I mean, it could be that we're all wrong, or it could be that just you are wrong.
Wait,
so,
isn't aphasia where you lose the ability to communicate?
Well,
have you listened to the show at all?
No, now look, we are perfectly capable of communicating about poop and gay sex and Pokemon. I don't think we're aphasic at all.
I'm interested to see if people will make the putting donuts on their penis to measure a thing.
Oh, Giga Beetle.
Can you measure your penis and donuts for us?
Don't use metric donuts.
Right, none of that metric stuff.
And don't worry about doing the photo documentation this time.
No, you can do that. I don't mind. Don't.
Well, okay. If you do, just send it directly to Mickey.
He'll verify for us.
Yeah.
It should be. You should get complete coverage by the donuts.
Oh, and no using any of the the grocery store little powdered sugar donuts either.
Yeah, that's not fair.
Of course, if those fit, then you're kind of...
And you might want to...
That fits you've really got some problems.
If those are your only option, I'm very sorry. So on that note, Mickey, why don't you tell us about Bioman 9?
Bioman 9, the human erasing jump rope.
I liked it better when we thought it was the man-eating jump rope.
That would have been much more entertaining.
That was actually a better title, I think, than the...
It's the same point.
Yeah.
It may be the same point, sort of, but at the same time, there is this, like, functional difference between man-eating and human-erasing. Like, if you say that there's a human-erasing shark in the ocean, people will just look at you with their head tilted slightly to the side and think you're dumb. Whereas
until
when you...
the shark erases them.
At which point...
That sounds pretty awesome, actually.
Yeah, okay. I'll concede that. Plus, some sharks, their noses look like erasers. So that kind of works. Maybe that was a bad example. So anyway.
So the episode opens up with the world's homeliest Japanese twin girls.
Are they even twins? They don't look quite alike.
Are they even girls?
Red rum.
Well, whatever they are, they're ugly. And they're wearing matching leotards, so that's close enough to make them twins in my book.
That's an interesting definition of twins.
And they're singing a Celine Dion song to these kids. And jump rope glows, and the kids disappear. And the little girls shout out, "For the man."
Which is kind of creepy.
For the man!
And then we get a close-up on a dwarf statue playing a piccolo.
Okay.
For the title.
We see that statue a lot.
That was the stock footage at the time this was filmed?
I guess. Maybe.
Statue is the man.
No, it's not. Dr. Man is the man. For the man.
Over in Maku space, we see the two battle lesbians throwing out the plot. And the plot is they're using these ugly twin girls to kidnap children and plug them into a merry-go-round supercomputer.
It's the Matrix before the Matrix existed.
Because what better way to make a supercomputer than by putting colanders on children's heads?
Sure.
I don't really understand this.
It was very high-tech.
It's, yeah. But beyond
what
that, though...
What year was this again?
Yeah.
1882.
Beyond that, though, what is this colander child-powered supercomputer supposed to actually do?
Well, we'll find that out later.
Erase humans with a rope.
The jump rope is what erases humans.
Yes. That's just erasing them to put these children into a computer.
And it's not so much as erasing them as it is just cutting them out and pasting them somewhere else.
Yeah, it's more of a teleporter.
Right.
But, you know, the human cut and pasting jump rope is just getting us even farther off the originally awesome concept of man-eating jump rope.
So, what I'm curious about, though, is that we're shown several shots of the jump rope human erasing some people that aren't children. Like, there's some adults mixed in there, too, but we never see them again.
No, we sure don't.
They were deleted.
They were erased.
Everybody's out back.
Well, okay. If the adults were erased, then obviously what this proves is that the children were not actually humans. Otherwise, they would have been erased by the human erasing jump rope.
Ah.
Or
children, they're not human. They're monsters.
Or there is another possibility, which is that the jump rope is both human erasing and man eating, and it's eating the adults. But only erasing the children.
It all makes sense now.
Or it de-aged them.
That's just silly.
So, news of the missing children makes back to Peebo. And he informs the Bioman, and they're not having this shit. Missing kids on their watch? Not likely.
Yeah, so they get in their jets and tanks and things and go searching for the missing children. And it's like, I don't see the missing children anywhere.
And they're not showing up on radar.
I'm kind of bothered by the fact that they designed a child-seeking radar.
No. They designed a missing child-seeking radar.
Right.
No, they didn't have it. It's just a regular radar. They just can detect children because they're retarded.
Well, unfortunately is, but we've already gone over that.
Meanwhile, at Dr. Mann's coffee table of doom, he issues new orders for the ugly twins to kidnap the Bioman.
So Dr. Z from Keeper Ranger was definitely based off him, wasn't he?
Oh, most definitely.
He's a mix of Dr. Mann and Shinigami from Rider.
Well, yeah, but and then
half a number of characters from Astro Boy.
And then Devil's Knight is basically Silva.
Yeah.
Of course, it always comes back to Astro Boy.
Of course.
Blah, blah, Astro Boy.
Kind of reaching tonight for that.
So,
your mom's reaching for it.
The statue of the dwarf playing the flute, and he just gives up because it's hard to look for kids.
Well, in Japan...
You'd have this much difficulty finding children in Japan.
Right, in Japan it is kind of hard to find kids.
Especially in the 80s.
A particular one as well, you know.
These are missing ones.
You know, GoBuster has been looking for kids for almost a full year now, and it's...
Bravo!
That's because it's 30 years later. There aren't any left.
And Paladin ruined.
Just missed the joke.
I was gonna say Paladin ruined another joke, but you know.
Yeah, same.
Well, thankfully the ugly children find him, and they human erase him all the way back to the Prince video that they're filming.
Wait.
Well, it was the 80s.
I thought this was Bioman, not Dynaman.
I wish it was Dynaman.
Imagine if they had dubbed Bioman like that.
Oh, that would have been so great.
Because instead of Dr. Ho, we would have Peebo as, like, Ho-tron.
No, imagine the Yellow 4 episode.
Oh, my. Oh,
God. Well, they never would have gotten that far.
That's true. That's episode 10, and they only got, like, 8 episodes of Dynaman.
6, more like.
8, counting the Dynacon.
Who cares if Dynaman?
So, in the giant ice cooler where they've teleported Blue 3, Farrah and Farrahcat show up to be gay and shit and stick their robots on Blue 3. And we cut to Dr. Man, and he reveals
the
whole reason for this silliness. He wants to build a supercomputer to measure how hard the Bioman can kick their ass.
Oh. They really need a computer for that?
He's the stat.
Apparently.
I guess they need the computer for the most precise measurement possible of ass-kicking
to.
We need
to know to a scientifically proven decimal point how badly these guys kick our ass.
They need to measure in metric how much ass they actually kick on an average basis.
For an older Sentai, the monster of the day in this episode actually is pretty cool.
But the thing is, he's not a monster of the day.
Not a monster of the day?
Only
no,
the giant,
Bioman
only the
has
giant
this weird
robots
structure.
Are monsters of the week.
Alright.
Yeah, Bioman has a weird structure where it's Dr. Man, 4 generals, and like 7 sub-generals. Or something like that.
3 generals, a couple of the... Then there's Farrahcat, the sub-general, and then you have the 5 beastnoids.
Yeah.
Oh, and they just rotate through them?
They cycle through them.
Oh. Yeah. That seemed like it could get
on the
great...
plus side, they're pretty badass, though, so...
Oh, okay. See, I've only seen, like, this episode and the next one, so...
So you haven't watched the first 2 episodes of Bioman?
I'm kind of like, wait, it's one of those situations where I want to wait till it's done.
There were 10
you
episodes,
You should
done.
Watch the first 2, at least.
Okay.
Because they're just flat-out amazing.
Okay.
You have a robot kidnapping everyone.
So...
And that's just the first 30 seconds.
Oh, cool. Okay.
People get machine gunned in the first episode.
Sweet. Okay, go on.
Okay.
I will watch the first 2 at least.
So, while they're measuring how hard Blue 3 kicks their asses, Dr. Man actually has a good idea, and he sends out a giant robot to distract the rest of the Bioman from looking for him, which that does make sense. So, why the hell did he come up with the stupid first part of the plan?
Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to make the supercomputer to measure how much the Bioman kick our ass. But since we've already got one of them, I'm going to send a giant robot to destroy the other 4 so they don't interfere with measuring how much the Bioman kick our ass. For the man.
Win.
For the man.
For the man.
For the man!
Maybe just, you know, for the man. Whatever.
For the man!
So Red One is freaking the f*** out.
When the little girls are like,
for the man.
Red One is having a total panic attack. They're like, oh, there's only 4 of us. How are we going to possibly pilot a 2 Zord mecha?
Now we know how they got past it in the next episode. Because they already figured out how to do it here.
So they take off even though they're a man down. And they just can't.
Because we are 4.
Just wait, it gets worse next week.
Yellow 4.
Well, Yellow 4 just saw that, you know, oh, you guys will be fine without a member. I'm quitting. By quitting, I mean dying. I'm quitting life.
I gotta have another actress, you know, fill in for it. So, yeah. The voice.
So I guess all this psychosomatic shit talking to themselves has affected their fighting ability because they get their ass kicked by this two-headed robot.
They didn't have enough bioparticles.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the biorobot gets powered up by Bioman. It doesn't go, but they really say that, so that's just conjecture.
Anyway. Back in the giant bong, three discovers the children's heads, colanders. And now they've got kids' heads up at the very ground where the top two sticking out.
Best echo ever.
Yeah, but that's not important.
Kind of sounds like a space bong.
The children's faces ringing the supercomputer thingy was kind of creepy. I'm kind of glad they didn't spend any time lingering on that with the camera.
It's got a very Superman 3 terror vibe to it.
Which is completely different from the terror inspired by Superman 4.
Right.
Moving right along.
Sorry, I was distracted.
For the man.
Yeah, yep. Moving right along. Battle lesbians catch them looking at their machinery and say, hey, you stop that. So they send in the goons, and Blue 3 proceeds to break faces, but now he's angry, so he's fighting with all his strength.
Which is only about 5% more than he was fighting with a minute ago.
Yeah, which, say, they don't really hold back a lot to begin with.
Or he just sucks.
Yeah. So, but he realizes that they're measuring him because the computer is saying things out loud.
And somebody put a tape measure up to his crotch.
Yeah.
Hold still!
Hold still, you need new pants!
So after he breaks the faces of all the goons... with his crotch. what is this Monster of the Week's name?
I don't know.
Twin something or
no, not that one. The other one, the general, sub-general.
Oh, this
is... Pterodactyl Man. He comes in to finish off Blue 3, and Blue 3 is like, F*** you, full charge. So he goes Super Saiyan and busts out his laser sword. Which, I love that the Bi-Man's finishing attack is they have the finishing attack to make up finishing attacks as they go along. They just have sort of an infinite number of powers they have.
So they're basically Superman.
Yeah, basically.
Mm.
Pre-Crisis Superman.
It's Power Rangers. Is there an episode where the Bio-Man juggle planets?
they
for the man?
Fly around the world in reverse to turn back time.
Is there a bio horse?
Probably somewhere.
Yeah, but she dies the next episode.
I said horse, not whores.
Oh.
I heard what you said.
Is that Jane Fonda? What?
Anyway, so, with Pterodactyl Man defeated, I guess, because now he's not killed, Blue 3 takes his sword and breaks the supercomputer's hood ornament, which frees all the children and teleports them back to the stairs.
Even the ones that didn't start there.
Yeah. Because, sure, why not?
Well, that's where the portal last was, so...
Well, they just ran out of time to go shoot new scenes.
Well, Blue 3 runs back to the mecha, and he gets grabbed by the giant fake hand and shoved in whatever bio hole BioRobo has.
See, now, I would have gone with bio-orifice, but, you know...
Bio-hole
it's the same thing, really.
I know, but it sounds different. You know, this is it's the same conversation
well,
as
in the bio hole.
It's the same conversation as man eating jump rope versus human erasing jump rope. It may mean the same thing, but it matters how you say it.
Semantics.
I think that's what I just said.
That's not how you said it, though.
Exactly.
Oh, that's who.
This is the worst power playback in a while.
Kidding me? It's the best.
Well, with Blue 3 back in the cockpit, the Bio-Robo has enough power to finish off the stupid monster, and the day is saved. So the Bio-Men celebrate by all going for a ride in their car with a dog and a cat they've acquired from somewhere.
Yeah, I was wondering about that.
Okay.
So is the dog Crypto?
I don't know. They've never shown the dog or this cat before, and I guess they just... We're so happy they went up to the pet shop.
Maybe they needed lunch.
No, it's Japan. It's not China.
So I think next episode, Yellow 4 gets like a focus episode or something.
Oh, cool.
Huh.
Neat. Yes, and by focus, you mean focus fire.
Focus.
They really dial in on Yellow 4 next episode.
Yeah. Zoom right in on her.
Hmm. They're kind of scoping things out with Yellow 4.
I love Bio-Man.
They're going to shoot her with bullets and she'll die.
Oh, okay.
Spoilers.
I don't know what that means. I'm sure she'll survive. They wouldn't kill somebody.
They wouldn't kill off an actual, like, ranger.
Besides, giving us some kind of warning in the episode title.
Well, they did that in Go Ranger already. Wait. Never mind.
Or in Battle Fever.
Yeah.
Twice.
Being a dancer is rough.
No shit.
Well, this sure was Bioman.
It was good. It actually makes me want to see Bioman more than the next episode did.
The next episode we did because, you know, it's kind of like this infamous thing we built up.
And it's completely ridiculous from beginning to end.
Like, yeah.
It's an infamous thing the entire fandom has built up for years.
But I don't remember hearing about it before we talked about it.
I've never heard of it before.
How long have you been in Tokuvena, though?
Quite a while.
I'm surprised.
The only reason I knew anything about Bioman at all is I just had to check out it at random because it was old. I'd never even really heard anything at all about it before I started watching it.
So there you go.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm interested for when they do get around to subbing 11 and beyond for the new Yellow.
Yellow 4.1.
Yeah. Yellow 4 2.0. But she had some bugs to work out, so she'll eventually be upgraded to Yellow 4 2.4.5.
And then Yellow 4 Vista.
Well, you don't want to forget Yellow 4 Millennium Edition.
Yellow 4 Mobile.
Yellow 4 Millennium Edition just tripped herself up before she could jump into the way of the bullets.
But then there was Yellow 4 Vista.
People seem to like Yellow 4 XP, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It'll be the Yellow 4 by which most, you know, preceding or you're following, you know, Yellow 4s are judged.
Let's not talk about Yellow 4 8, though.
Yeah, well, mainly that's just for flat Yellow 4s.
I don't even know where this conversation has gone anymore.
I don't think it matters.
By which I dubbed it a success.
I don't know where it started.
For the man.
For the man.
For the man!
So next week, less for the man, we're doing Go On Your episode something or other.
We're not going to do
that's
Shider.
A good one.
Or
the Go On Your Christmas episode.
I don't remember what number it was. It's fine. It'll be in the power playback thing on Friday.
That's when I find it.
Or Saturday, remember. Or Sunday, or Tuesday. I don't know. But it usually gets done at some point.
If not, then deal with it.
Pretty much. If you haven't watched Go On Your already, shame on you.
I've watched some of it.
You need to watch more.
I've got a lot of stuff that I need to watch more of.
Like Double.
I need to finish Double.
Double has priority over Go On Your.
My friend doesn't like me anymore, so she doesn't come watch it with me anymore. So.
Well, that's fine.
Finish it anyway.
That's pretty much the story of my friends as it goes. So.
Oh.
Yeah. Eventually, they all hate me.
What about Kilby?
Well, so far, I haven't been able to figure out what exactly will make him hate me.
Just keep doing RFC.
I think if I quit, maybe that would
the mass exodus.
I know, we're all like, Transporter sucks, dude. We don't want to do your show anymore.
That is the good thing about Tokusatsu, is that even if you don't like the current series, there's probably many series before that you haven't seen yet.
Yeah. There's lots of stuff that you haven't seen, and if you have seen it, you can watch it again. And if you don't like the series that's out, just wait a minute, because then there'll be another one.
Yeah, it's like the weather in Georgia. Wait a minute, it'll change. Yeah.
Well, and see, that's kind of the good thing about them staggering Rider to the late summer.
Yeah.
So even if you don't really like the Sentai that starts that year, you can wait a few months and maybe the Rider series will appeal to you a little bit better.
Yeah.
So what? There's roughly what?
What?
I'm trying to think here. Maybe 100 different Tokusatsu shows that have been made?
Easily.
Probably more,
how many,
yeah.
And how many Transformer shows have been made? Like 15?
Maybe.
Not counting comics or whatever?
Yeah.
Well, he did pretty say much, shows.
Pretty much right now, it's just, for me, More Than Meets the Eye and Robots in Disguise. And then
so there's a lot more toku than Transformers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the good thing about it, is that...
That could be because it's like 20 years older than Transformers.
Yeah.
Mm. But also, it has less gaps.
Yeah.
Ryder has probably the biggest, which the 90s, basically.
But even when Ryder's gap, there's plenty of other toku shows filling in the holes.
Yep. You said gaps and filling holes.
But yeah. That is the good thing about tokusatsu.
Yeah, and Dex, some years you even had Ryder, Sentai, and Metal Heroes.
Yep.
And
off-brands.
Yep. Well, it's like just in the last year, you had Garo ran for half a year, and then you had a Kiba Ranger for another 3 months. That was that filled that third slot in nicely.
Yeah.
You have Ultraman, which no one cares about.
I care about Ultraman, but nobody else here does, so I don't go into it much.
No, it means nobody, like, nobody ever.
It means it's like you shouldn't say that you like it.
Well, Ultraman's only doing, like, movies and OVAs occasionally now, so.
Yeah.
But it's still Ultraman and nobody gives a shit.
Yeah, he's more saying, like, you shouldn't admit that you like it.
Yeah. It makes you a bad person.
I mean, it's okay that you like Pretty Cure, but just that you like Ultraman, that's just the rest.
I mean, we can't even...
Because it's basically Sentai with girls, effectively.
There's a hierarchy of shame involved in the whole thing.
Yes.
Well, I think
judgmental nerds.
I think Mickey's more okay with the Pretty Cure thing because of Sailor Moon.
Yes, okay. Pretty Cure is basically Sailor Moon 2, so
yeah, effectively with a dash of DBZ in some series, not lately though.
But the point is, we can't even blah blah Ultraman.
It's just
we'd fall asleep trying.
So does Pretty Cure ever have a villain as feminine as Frieza?
Yes. Where do you want me to start?
I don't know. I just find that hard to believe.
Okay, but that'll be the show for this week. Next time we're doing episode 44 of Go Onger.
Oh, you found it.
Oh, wow. Very near the end, then.
Yeah, I found it because, you know, we spent like 20 minutes
talking
about poop. Yeah.
Only 20 minutes. We're getting better.
You love me.
Well, I keep having you on the show. Do you really think that's love?
Well, it's a form. Just because we have like an S&M relationship, you know.
There's an S&M cleaners near my place.
What, clean like leather and stuff?
No, it's just like regular drug cleaners, but they thought S&M cleaners would be a great name.
S&M cleaners.
Yeah.
Sounds like you take your flogs and your leather and your cock rings in there, and they clean them up for you.
Well, I mean, you don't want to get stained.
No.
No, that'd be horribly embarrassing.
Yeah.
You've been listening to Superhero Time. Follow us on Twitter at @Superhero_Time for weekly power playback and updates about the show. Visit tfradio.net or find us on iTunes for previous episodes and to subscribe to the show. Superhero Time is a TF Radio Network production. Copyright 2012.
Hi.
It's about damn time.
Sorry.
What were you doing?
I thought I just had to pee. But I didn't.
I love it when that happens.
Did you shart?
No, I didn't shart. But it was like, there's poop in there.
In your pee?
No.
Oh, thank God.
I have a very interconnected system. Where if it's
an interconnected series of tubes?
Mm-hmm. And wires. Yep.
JD is the internet?
And if you try to... if I try to pee and there's poop, then it's like, no, we're pooping. Like, I don't want to. Well,
You're gonna. You can either put it in the toilet or you can put it in your pants. You have the option.
You can put it in the sink. Beside the toilet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you have a kitchen sink.
Either I know. I could use my duvet.
Either way, it's coming out.
Right.
Think about how hilarious it would be for your wife to come in to change the garbage bag and the garbage can by the toilet and see like a big dump sitting in it.
Yeah.
And you hear her scream from across the house.
Yeah. Yeah.
It'd be satisfying for like 5 seconds until she reaches you.
If she,
well, that 5 seconds gives you enough time to run for the door and keep
the
running.
Real shocking thing would be that she was taking the trash out, but.
Oh, no.
But.
So you'd just be leaving a present for yourself then.
Pretty much.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah. Oh, I remember when I did this.
Those were good times.
I felt much better after.
It's like that time I pooped in the garbage can.
Super Hero Time. 次回もお見逃しなく!
You can hear our show on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.